Okay, so the Gemara says, "Azay, Amar of Chista, I show you another one. If there are too many berries, Amar of Chista, Davar Rabbeinu Gadol, Amaroi, v'Hamakim Yeber Azay." This Rabbeinu Hakadosh said, and Hamakim Yeber Azay is lost in Shvua that he said this. Lo Yishan Al Makim Echad. When is there a psul only if they're all bunched in one spot? Al B'Shnayim Shalshim Makim is kosher. If it's spread out over the Hadas, then it is kosher. So Amar Rava. So Amar Rava, Shnayim Shloshim Mekaymes have a number of puzzle. So Rava says Faker. He says you're telling me that one place is bad, but if it's spread out, it's better. He says no. If it's in multiple places, then it's like Menumer. It's like it's striped, and it should be puzzle. It's worse. Ella Iyitmar Hachitmar. If you want to say
that he said it,
right? That Rabbeinu HaKadosh said it, right? Ella Iyitmar. What?
Rav says
Rav. Oh, Rabbi Nachash is Rav, not
Rav. No, Rav. Because if it was Rabbi, Rav couldn't argue. The Rabbi is a Tana. Has to find another Tana like him.
Right. Right, there's a Bach here. Okay. Fine. So it's Rav, right? So Amalei Rava, so Shnayim Shlomo Kaim is having a number puzzle. Ali Yitmar Hachi Yitmar. Rav said it, this is what he said. If it has a lot of berries, may olav that are more than its leaves, then it's possible. So on that, Amar Rav Chista, Davar Zeh, Rabbeinu HaGadol Amroi, this Rav said, V'amokim yeh be'ezroi, lo yishan alanav v'shchayres. This whole thing that Anovim Ruvim is a problem is only if they're black. If it's green, it's part of the hadas and it's kosher. So,
the problem is that this is the mashkirim when they start drying. That means the starter of kosher.
Right. But the green, we're saying it was as long as they're green, it doesn't make a difference how many berries you have. It could be chock full of berries. And that's okay, as long as the berries are green. It's only once the berries are black, that's what the mission has a problem with. And when it's black, then it makes a difference in how much it is. So, and on that, Amar Papa, Aduma is Kishchayres Damyan. If they're red, red is a type of black. Amar B'chanina, Hai Dam Shachar Adamu Ela Shalaka. Because Rabbi Chanina says, L'gabe Dam Nida, that black blood is really red blood. That was Laka, that was... turned
by Dam Nida.
Right, by Dam Nida, the black blood is red blood that turned, that darkened. So to here we're saying that red and black are related, and black is a problem by the berries. Okay. Zakumar Baiter, yeah?
Yeah.
Imiyatan kosher. So if you remove them, it's kosher. So Dimatinu Amos, when did you remove some of these berries? So there are two options. Either before Yontif or after Yontif started, right? Matinu emas ilema. Sorry, matinu emas ilema mekame de la agde. If you did it before you bound it, before you did aged pshita, it's pashut that it's fine, right? Because there are other pesulim. For example, it's mechuber, right? And it's so before it's nothing to do with the lulav until you bind it. Pshita ela levaser de la agde. It must be after you bound it. So we see that it's dichu meikara tivshir mina. So we should be able to from here dichu meikara lo have a dichu. So here you did aged when it's pasul, right? So that's your original presentation for the mitzvah, and now you want to remove the barriers. You want to say it's, even though it's dachi, now it's going to be okay. So we see that dichu meikara is not dichu. So Gemara says no, and that seems to be a stance the Gemara doesn't want to take. So la'ilam baser da'agde. So you know what? It happened after the da'agde. Because
well, Amar, I don't say that. If dichu mikavah is not dichu, when is there a dichu? Because Umar means it's never a dichu.
It's never a dichu. Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't be a dichu. And so,
but is there any shaila that there is such a thing as dichu? Umar is much more that some achlaikas.
By.
Show me that.
Right. So we don't have it. I don't think we come out that we do have it by Esrog. I don't think we have Dichri. There's no reason to assume that we have Dichri. In fact, the Gemara is bending.
Yeah, we do have. I'll bring it right. You don't have Dichri because the Esrog started off green.
Right.
Totally green.
Everything started.
It started off totally green. And as long as it's going to be a little ripe by the end of Yantiv, so then, so we don't call, so I was called Yichud Meikar.
Yeah.
We don't say it.
Yeah. So the Gemara definitely does not want to say Yichud Meikar, but we're going to see a little weiter. But the Gemara definitely wants, does not want to have Dichu here. That's what Gemara is trying to back out of. So
you're saying that the Gemara means just by Esrik and Luluv. The Gemara doesn't mean anywhere else.
What are you saying? Kol Tarek Luluv? You're talking about Tefillin? Oh, yeah. Karbanos is a different story. I'm talking about by Luluv and Esrik. I think that Luluv and Esrik, the Gemara doesn't want to, the Gemara seems to feel, the Gemara is trying to get out of Dichu. The Gemara is trying to avoid having Dichu. So the rest of the Gemara's teretz is, says lo ilum baser the agday. So he took the berries off after he already did the eged. The kasover eged hazmana ba'almahu. And eged does not make a chalois of the mitzvah. It's hazmana ba'almahu. It's only preparation for the mitzvah, but it doesn't make it into a lulav. You wouldn't turn it into a lulav, it seems like, until you actually shake it. The eged doesn't.
Maybe you're the ba'alos ha'shachar.
Maybe alos ha'shachar, yeah. Right? But the eged doesn't make it. The hazmana ba'almahu lav klumu. And it's hazmana ba'almahu, it's lav klum. So the Gemara very much, right? So the Gemara would rather, instead of saying dichui, meikara is dichui, the Gemara would rather change its hanacha, that eged is some sort of chalois of the mitzvah beginning. The Gemara says, no, eged is only hazmana ba'alma, and therefore they get out of it that way. Right? So the Gemara is definitely trying to avoid saying that dichui meikara loyavi dichui.
Okay, according to the Taisa Hatzis Gersa, so it's not shaykh. Because you learn it now from Sukkot, it's Tassalam Nasim. So even if it's not the Yichim Yikar, you still have to still Tassalam Nasim.
This is the guy's because of a little of Insarech Eged. Insarech Eged has one of Almahu. Loitach and Klau. The Taisa doesn't like Taisa's Gersa.
Okay.
Right? Taisa says Loitach and Klau. The Itzarech Eged and Komifsal Mishim Tassalam Nasim. So Tosis is saying that our whole Gemara is going on the side, even on the that even the words have amina, that hasmana that eged was more than just hasmana. That's only on the assumption that that lulav ain't tzarich eged. If it needs eged, then there's a problem tassel manasui. Right? That's what Tosis is saying. Tosis is saying the whole Gemara is going on the side lulav is not tzarich eged, and that's how the Gemara comes onto the teretz of hasmana ba'almo. Okay, Zakumar Vaitar. The Ein Matin Biyantif. But you can't take off these berries on Yantif. So, I, Frak the Gemara, however, Belikton, my kosher. That must mean, Mishnah says you can't take them off on Yantif. But if you were to take them off on Yantif, then it's kosher. Okay? So the Ashkar Imas. When did they turn black? Elaim at the Ashkar Me'asma. If they were black, before Yantif started. So it was already possible then. And as you said before, Rashi says that the black is a further stage of ripening of these berries, or drying out, unripe, whatever you want to call it, but it's further advanced. They don't go from black back to green. They can only go from green to black. They can't go from black to green. So if they already turned black, they're never turning green. So they already turned black before Yantif, to have a, right? If they were black yesterday, then we're back to our tzad, tif shemina, dichu meikaro, have a dichu. Maybe we should prove that Dichu Meikar Leiv Dichu, because now I can prove from the Mishnah that he removes the berries on Yantif, and it's okay. And again, the Gemara is wary to say that. The Gemara doesn't want to say that. Elo Lav, the Ashkar B'Yantif, so must be...
The Gemara attempts on Pashut that Erev Yantif is not called Dichu.
Right. So, Elo Lav, the Ashkar B'Yantif, so must be that it was green when Yantif started. But they turned black now, after Alei Sashachar, or sometime on Yantif, that's when they turned black. So near v'nitchehu, so ibazai. Then the Gemara is going to force you to the other side. Then it's near v'nitche. So it was green. It was okay. It was near. It was green when Yantif started, and now it's nitche because it turned black on Yantif. Shema mina near v'nitche chayzer v'nira. So we see from here that near v'nitche is chayzer v'nira, right? So now the Gemara. So till now the Gemara was avoiding saying dichui, right? Now the Gemara is saying, well, I have you in a corner here. Either you're going to tell me that it's dichui mekar leib dichui. Or it's near a v'nidche, chayz v'nira. One or the other. You can't get out of it now. So the Gemara says, "Lo ilum da ashkar meikara." So the Gemara says, "No. You know what? It was black before Yantif started. So an dichu meikara lo v'dichu tif shem ina. So you can tackle learn out from here that dichu meikara is not a dichu. Aval near a v'nidche, chayz v'nira lo tif shem. But don't learn out near a v'nidche, chayz v'nira
The Gemara holds that that's harder to learn.
Exactly. So the Gemara, right? Because if you follow, so the Gemara started out saying the first Gemara before we were trying to get out of Dichui completely. We were able to sidestep Dichui and say that Eged was a man of Almahu, and now we're stuck in the corner. Now the Gemara is going to be willing to say that Dichui Meikar Olay have a Dichui, and that's easier for the Gemara to say than.
It's hard to understand why. By Luluf and Esther, if you're talking about Erev Yontov, that's called Yichem Yikara. It wasn't time to mitzvah yet. The Chari has to be Nitcha B'Shas Mitzvah.
So that's... Okay. So who says not? We're saying that it was
the Gemara
green...
says Erev Yontov.
Lo Elam D'Ashkar Meikara. Right.
What's Meikara? Erev Yontov or Meikara means by a loss?
All the way through.
Yeah, but Chari is not Nitcha until a loss. Because it's not Svartik to say that's Nitcha Erev Yontif.
So good. That's fine. He's doing it on Yontif. Right? He got up Sukkot morning, and now he's taking off the berries. So that's why he was... Right? Okay. So that's... So fine. So the Gemara... Done. Let's look at what's the Gemara Vayter. Tan Rabbanan. Ein Mamatim B'Yontif, Mishim B'Lazer, Mishim Amru Mamatim. So the Mishnah said, the Brisa quotes it, right, that you can't be ma'at in Yontif. But Rabbi Elazar Shimon says, you can be ma'at it. In fact, the Gemara, Velkom Sakin Mona B'Yontif. How could Rabbi Shimon say that you can? It's Misakin Mona. So Rabbi Anshi going to Likton Lachila. So Rabbi Anshi says, you know what happened? He took them off, he plucked them off to eat them. Rabbi Elazar Shimon Savar Lachavua, the Omar, the Rabbi Shimon is Kavin Mutter. And Rabbi Elazar Shimon holds like his father. That
why does the Gemara have to come onto that? It's also to eat berries on Yontif. How could that be?
So
it's talking about he ate the berries. Everyone, even Rabbi Huda holds you could eat berries on Yontif.
He eats the berries.
Even with the Kresha, you can't eat the berries from Rasha. From you can't eat a berries from Hadassim. Can't be. So Akachach was talking about when it's Negar already. If it's Negar already, so that's why.
So.
So then if he eats them, then it's a sick ratio. But otherwise, it can't be that he asked every single hadas in the world.
Well, let's take a step back. How many berries did he eat? He ate them one at a time,
it's only the last berry that's a problem.
It's only the last berry that's a problem. Till then, they were okay.
Because so, he wasn't masakin anything.
Okay, good. So now I'll tell you that if you hold Psavish Miskavin is usur, that you're allowed to eat berries, but you cannot eat that last berry that's going to make it a kasher adas, because that's masakin mana.
Okay. But anyway, there's a different problem. Mashi holds that this is not a real tikkun mana. It's only the rabbanu. That's the rest of
Yeah.
So this din of Ein Mechaber is even rabbanan. How could it be?
Dovah Shem is Kavan. That's what Rashi is saying is going on here. Right?
Yeah, according to Rashi.
Dovah Shem is Kavan on Isid Rabbanan. Yeah.
That means the rice is kosher. So if the rice is kosher, how can you tell me it's nitcha? Why is it more being a rye that's dechori? The rice is kosher. So who told you that the rabbanan could be nitcha?
One second. Nidche, the psul of berries, the Misakin Mana, Rashi says, is the Rabbanan. The psul of berries is the psul deraisa. The Misakin Mana is the Malacha de Rabbanan. That's what Rashi said. Right? The Misakin Mana is the Rabbanan.
Okay. If it's B'yadol Osakin, it's not Nidche. But the Raisa is B'yadol Osakin.
Okay.
So you have to learn that since the Rabbanan is not B'yadol Osakin, so
right.
It's Nidche because this is a really psul deraisa.
Correct. Yes.
Which is a big machlokes of paiskim if there's an Issur Rabbanon, if it turns into an Issur Deraisa. In other words, in a case like this,
if you have
that really the rice is kosher,
right.
Rabbanon it's not. Does it turn into a psul deraisa? That's a machlokes of paiskim.
Right. Right, but here you have the psul in the hadas is the raisa, the psul to be machshir.
No, what I'm telling you is
the rabbanon.
It's the yadol sakin mid raisa, so then it's not the there's no
right.
Dichu.
I hear.
It's not possible. It's the yadol sakin.
I hear.
So you have to say Mirabban is not Yadul Sakin. And since Mirabban is not Yadul Sakin, it remains in this psalm.
Right. So anyone who says not like that is going to have to find the Shita not like Rashi. It's going to have to say that Tikkun Man is the Raisa here.
It's really, Rashi is easy to understand.
Right.
A lulav is not a kli.
A lulav is not a kli. Yeah.
It's only a shus. Otherwise, how could you shech an animal on Yantuf? It's a tikkun mana.
What type of mana?
Before it was Eved Menachai, and now you can eat it. So it's a tikkun mana. How could you cook on Yantuf? It's a tikkun mana. Wasn't right lachila. So you see that by Eichel you don't say tikkun mana.
Okay.
So they, you have to say, so it's nearer because it's a little of an asterisk, it's not quite.
I hear. Okay.
So what I'm saying is, the L'chaira over here, the call keeping one of the rice.
It's hard to say. I hear. So, fine. So let's finish this up. So Rabbi Elazar Rishim and Sarvala Kavua. Rabbi Elazar Rishim and Holdek his father, which I believe in Shabbos also, we have at least once that the Gemara also once say that Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon holds like Rav Shimon legabe Dabar Shem Iskaven. So Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon holds like his father that Dabar Shem Iskaven is mutter. Dabar Shem Iskaven is mutter. So in fact, the Gemara v'abayim v'ranam v'tar v'ayim v'adar Rav Shimon v'segresha v'la yomos. This is segresha. This is a segresha. When is a segresha? When he's up to the last berry. So up to the last berry, it's segresha. He wants to remove the berry to eat it, but it's segresha. He's going to be misakan wana. Right, so the Gemara, my skin on the Islay Hashanah Achriti.
But over here, so you have to say he holds Ein Tzar Chagig. But what does it help with Hashanah Achriti if this is Nega?
Right. Well, so Hashanah, the Gemara. It's interesting. The Gemara calls both each min separately Hashanah, and also calls the whole bundle of Alulav, Hadas, and Arava also Hashanah. But so it could be that he has a whole entire other wrath. But it's an interesting thing. Yeah, no, Pashtus, you're right. Pashtus, you're right. The place can get into whether if it's someone else's lulav, right? Then you're not being machshirit. Or, but yeah, Pashtus that it's. But Pashtus, the Gemara says Ein Tzarich Eged. Tosfos says that the whole Gemara has to be going in Ein Tzarich Eged. So that's not shver for us to say that the Gemara is holding Ein Tzarich Eged.
So if it's Ein Tzarich Eged. Why is it called Nitzal? So that's why. Oh, so then it's not Nitzal Mikar if he has one. If he has a different one.
Right. Right. Okay. So fine.
Why does Tosis have to come on to say that? Ain't so chagig.
Why does Tosis have to say?
Well, otherwise they have my kasha because otherwise it's Nitzal. What do you care that he has a different one? Your terrorist said he has a whole different lulav doesn't help much.
Okay, so the Gemara is saying that he has another one. Or let's say someone else's. And he wants to eat it. He wants to eat it to eat it. So, but the teretz is that we could only be concerned that it should be considered Dabar Shem Iskaven, right? It's not considered Psikresha if this is not his... This is not the hadas that he wants to use. If it's someone else, if it's hadas that's not usable, or he was planning on using something else, could be hasmana ba'alma. Even hasmana ba'alma, he was masking something else. He was planning on using something else. So when he ate the berries, he was eating the berries beheter.
Tosfos doesn't seem to hold like the Rashi that this tikkun man is the rabbanon. Tosfos mashma since says machshen shechukufa, it's mashma that's the raisa.
Okay.
If it was only the Rabbanon, why do you have to come to Machshen Shechel Gufa?
Right.
What?
Yeah.
Stama.
Tibbs Gavin Hassan, the Inkshash Avras in the Kach, the Rabbanon, the Shemim, the Machshen Shechel Gufa, the Rabbanon, the Shemim, the Shemim, okay. Fine. So that's what we're writing. Tan Rabbanon.
In other words, there's an old shayla. Chayra, if you're not mechaven, you're not alive around the Rabbanon.
If you're not mechaven,
yeah. Even if it's a question, what do I care? You're not alive.
You're not Rabbanon. On the Rais or the Rabbanon?
On the Rabbanon.
You're not over on the Rabbanon if you're not mechaven?
Yeah.
Why?
Because this is not Lisa.
Okay, that's itself a chiddush. You're telling me that if
why? You're not chayav a carbon if you're over the Rabbanon.
You're not chayav a carbon.
You're not chayav a tshuva.
Okay. Still, it doesn't make it right. Let's say I'm not mechaven.
But you can't tell me a psik reish on the Rabbanon. That's the point.
That. I don't know that. That's right. That's a big. That's a big assumption. You're saying you can't tell.
You have to assume three things, not like me, in order to say it.
Okay.
Taisus seems to say it's the right. So why is he arguing on Rashi?
So that's one second. There are two things here. First question is Pashtus Rashi says that you can have secretion on Isur Darabanan, right? That's the way the Gemara reads. That's the way Rashi says Isur Darabanan. And Rashi has no problem with saying that it's Sikresha here.
Because this is not really an Issa Rabbanon, because it's not Roya. It's Biyada. The Rabbanon makes it Ice Biyada, which is the Machoikas of Paisha. You have a Raya from Rashi that's not called Biyada of the Issa Rabbanon.
Okay.
Fine. So now it's a different question. It's Machoikas and Shrikhal Gufa. So I believe the whole Machoikas and Shrikhal Gufa is also awesome.
One second. Let's take a step back. You're asking a question that Rabbi Yehuda holds Malach Hashem Tzricha L'Gufa. If you're taking off the berries, it's Malach Hashem Tzricha L'Gufa, and therefore it shouldn't be a Malach HaDaraisa. Good.
In other words, his Kavana is Machlokes Rashi Tosfos Chav Malach Hashem Tzricha L'Gufa. His Kavana is L'Achila.
Yeah.
So the fact that it's Niskasha, it's Malach Hashem Tzricha L'Gufa.
Good.
So you say the coin Rabbi Yehuda Machshen Shiva Gufa is awesome, but even coin Rabbi Yehuda, if you say in Machaven, say Machshen Shiva Gufa, to say therefore it's possible, it's a little bit difficult. Okay, so anyway, Tosfos says since it's Machshen Shiva Gufa, it's Machshen from Tosfos is the Raisa. Because to learn that Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa in our Rabbanon, where it's not Mechavim for it, it's a bit of a stretch because...
I hear it. So that's in Tosfos. Let's go back to Rashi. According to Rashi, Rashi's learning the Gemara's Kasha Psik Resha. Rashi says it's not Rabbanon.
Because it's not B'yata Wusakim. That's why.
But it's Psik Resha and it's not Rabbanon.
Yeah, no, because it's... No. The point is, it's the psik resha on the Easter Rabbanon is because not the other Lasakin.
Psik resha. What's that?
That makes a shame of the other Lasakin.
Okay. But the Gemara asks here, when he's eating it, the Gemara has an answer, right? And he says, Hashem Hashem's Kavan is Mutter. It's psik resha. So that kasha, according to Rashi, is saying psik resha on the Easter Rabbanon.
Yeah, but that's not true because it's not the other.
What does that have to do with the other?
Because
you're getting nitcha. This has nothing to do with nitcha. This has to do with the kavana, the adoption of miskaven. Right? Well, the Gemara's kasha is ayah misakim man biyantiv. Is that the rabbanon or the raisa? According to Rashi, it's the rabbanon. So
yeah,
the Gemara says adoption of miskaven. I have sekresha.
Okay, but the
so that's on a din. Is it the rabbanon?
Yeah, but I'm telling you, this is a different kind of rabbanon because the rabbanon makes it that it can't be misakim. Really, with the Raisa, he could misakin it.
Okay.
He could misakin it.
Right.
The only thing is the Yisra Rabban. Since it's Yisra Rabban, then he can't misakin it. Sitcha. That's what the Gemara means.
You're taking it a step further. You don't even need that. It's saying, Rashi's, the Gemara's Pashat saying that you have a psik Raisha on Yisra Rabbanon. According to Rashi.
I don't think so.
Okay.
According to Rashi, you could be tarot like me, because most poskim.
If he does it, yeah.
The Eidem Mechavan on the Rabbanon is a big chiddush.
Okay, fine. Let's go back there. Tan Rabbanon, Hutar Agda Biyomtev Aydei Kagudash Al Yerek. So this we actually touched upon yesterday, which we probably both sort of remembered this Gemara. I forgot that it was this Gemara. But The story is like this. His eged came out on Yontif. He can wrap it like a bundle of vegetables, which is not at all, right? They just wrap it around.
It's not even a loop.
Wrap it around and around and around, and then tuck it in at the end.
No, tucking it at the end is an aniva, and aniva is a machoy.
Not tucking it, you wrap it around. No aniva, nothing crosses anything. You just tuck it, right?
Okay, yeah. So it's not even aniva.
Not even aniva. There's nothing, that's what we do, right? Vamai, the anvi man, why don't you just make a bow? So Gemara says,
the anvi mudei is even if you put one under the other is enough. There's a big machlok of the what ma'anva aniva is.
Right. Right? So why don't you make an aniva? So the Gemara says, well, Haman Yehudi, must be a Yehuda that says, aniva kshir ma'al yisi, that aniva really is a kshira. In fact, the Gemara, Ibir Yehuda, eged ma'al yisabai, we had a Yehuda yesterday.
And he held sarach eged.
Right, he held sarach eged. So how are you going to get away with this?
So the Gemara says that even if you hold aniva, Gabi Shabbos, is a kesher.
Right.
But it's not a good avid.
Right.
That's what the Gemara is saying.
Yes. It's not an eged. Yehuda says eged ma'al yisabai. You need a good eged.
Eged ma'al yisabai. That means even though it's a kesher, it's not eged ma'al.
Correct. Right. So the Gemara is forced to say haytana asar l'kvasi b'chado paga b'chado, that the holds of Yehuda l'gabe aniva, that aniva is asar, and that's why you're only wrapping it like vegetables. But he doesn't hold like Yehuda to paskin let lulav tzarech eged.
No, eged ma'al yisabai. Because since he holds a kashira, it's an eged, but it's not an eged now, it's a different.
Okay.
It could be the machlokes is, even if you see it for a chag, it could be eged now.
So Rashi says, Rashi Rapolig Aleha, Rashi says, Belulav the ain't sarach eged. He's chaylik, he says he doesn't need eged. Shemini mihachad, be'inu belulav kesher gomer, sheikshah shnei rashi eged. You need a real kesher. The oidim kagudisha yarek lav egedu. If you do it like a bundle of vegetables, it doesn't work, fine. But he's being chayal because you don't need an egg.
Okay, so Rashi is interesting. Rashi is mashma that even according to Rabbanon, it's better to have a good kesher.
Yeah.
Right.
The Rav says in Sefer that better egged is to actually make a knot. Make a real knot. Don't do it like the. Don't do it with the wrap it around and around. Just make a real knot. That's your kesher.
Okay. The only thing is the way they tie that thing, so it's only a loop. The way they tied the ksharim, the pre-tied ksharim, that kolchayre, if you retie it on yantiv, if you hold that a loop is not a kesher, it's not a kesher just kayama.
Correct.
So the point is this. So
it's not a good egged.
So even if it's not a kesher kayama, it could be the same egged ma'ayasa. You can say the reverse. And that, what's the type of egged ma'ayasa? That's tight. It doesn't come out easily.
Okay.
So this is an egged ma'ayasa, even though it's not a kesher shakayama.
You'd have, well, that's an assumption that egged ma'ayasa, I would say egged ma'ayasa, a mashma from the Gemara, egged ma'ayasa means that it's a good knot, not the tight
knot. Not even a loop, that it is a kesher shakayama, according to Rabbi Huda, you need a better one.
So, the tightness, l'chair, is not a factor. The tightness isn't the factor. I think it's the type of knot that the Gemara cares about.
No, that's not going to come out.
Because you can make the vegetable wrap, you can do it tight also. It's a question of how well it's tight.
No, that'll come out easily. That's the problem.
Right. So how well it's tight.
The kind of knots that sell the wool with and the bend off
are not lechatzila. Yeah, exactly. That's not meaning you lulav. We pass it a lulav.
No, because Rashi says I'll say carry on the day. You need a good knot.
Right. Exactly.
So what are you going to do? You're going to do a good knot on your lulav.
I think I don't remember. Sometimes I have done a real knot on my lulav. I don't remember what I did last year. But we'll see. Maybe I will. I think only on the bottom one. I think the bottom one I made a real knot, but we'll see.
Okay. The point is this: if you use the keshekel, that could be called a kesher. The keshekel is a kesher.
Maybe.
And that's the kesher shakayama.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Kulam. Can't make a keshekel.
You can't make it, but you can't make kesher kol. I don't think that's not alt kira. That's alt.
That's alt zaken mana.
Right. Yeah. That's us making a basket. Okay. Zaken ayi mishnah. Arava gazula v'yveisha psula. Shal sherish. Only dachas psula. So arava, if it's stolen, and if it's yavish, it's pasul. Right? Shalasher b'shalon yidachas is pasul. If it's from asher b'shalon yidachas, it's pasul. Niktam reishai. If the top was cut off, nifritzu olav.
Spread apart too far.
It's spread apart too far, meaning I think that they're too distant from each other. Right? That's haftzafa, and this wide leaved arava are pasul. Kamusha.
The Rashi says they're round.
Right.
And the leaves are oval.
Are long and thin, right?
Oval more like.
Yeah. So the hatzaftafa psula. Fine. Kamusha, if it's dried out, if shinshu mixes allow, if some of the leaves fell off.
Okay, we're saying kamusha is not uvesha. Kamusha, it's withered, but it's not totally dried.
Correct. Correct. So you already had yavish.
Kamusha is less than yavish.
Right.
And therefore, kamusha is kasha, so it's withered.
Okay. Let's just see the beginning. Tan Rabbanan, Arvi Nachal, Agdila Nachal, Davrachar, Arvi Nachal, Sha'ala Shala, Mashuch Kenachal. So the Bryce says two ways. One is Arvi Nachal, that the physically where it grows on the side of the river.
Normally.
Right. And Davrachar is Arvi Nachal, Sha'ala Shala, Mashuch Kenachal, that its leaves are long and thin like a river.
That's why it's just so special.
Right. Tanya Idach, another Bryce says, Arvi Nachal, Inli of Arvi Nachal, Shalbal, Shal Harminayan. Arvi Nachal, I only have Arvi Nachal, right? If it actually physically grows on the riverbank. Shal Baal, Shal Harim, Minayan. Let's say it grows in a pot, right? It grows in a place that has to be watered manually, or in a mountain where it's not near a Nachal. How do I know that it's kosher? Tamalim, Arvi Nachal, Mikol Malkim. So the Braisa says, Arvi Nachal, Mikol Malkim. So this Braisa says, it's Arve is Lashon Rabim, so it's including many different types.
How come we don't say, like, it's better to get real Arvi Nachal?